Okay. We are up to Dalam Adalam at base, and we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines to the bottom. Amr Shmuel. Shmuel says, Kulan, all women who have a relationship, have to wait 3 months from getting married because they have to make sure they're not pregnant. Chutz migiyaris umeshukreris ktana. A giyaris that's a ktana, or a meshukreris, a shivcha that was freed that's a ktana. So she's definitely not pregnant. So therefore, over there, there's no need to wait 3 months. Again, any woman that has a relationship, right, any relationship, and is now marrying somebody, has to wait 3 months from her relationship because we want to know who the father of the child is. Except a ktana that was a giyaris or a meshukreris. So the ktana that's a giyaris or a meshukreris does not have to wait 3 months. Does not have to wait 3 months because it's impossible for her to be pregnant. Avu, ktana bat yisrael, tzricha lahamtin gimel chadashim. The chiddush of Shmuel is that a ktana that's a Jewish girl, even though she can't be pregnant either, still, by her, we make a gzeira to atu gdaila. So which we don't do by giyaris and mishukhreris, but we do do by a ktana bat yisrael. Let's catch up with Rashi. Zok t'gemara t'rashi amr Shmuel v'kulin ha'nashim sh'nevelu. All women who had a relationship, they have to wait from getting married. This has nothing to do with our Mishnah. This is Stam Mahalocha. Any woman that had a relationship and now wants to get married has to wait 3 months after their relationship. Even though we assume that every non-Jewish woman or Shivcha has had multiple relationships and maybe recently, by them, they didn't make the gzeira, because remember, ktana cannot get pregnant. So it's not like she's pregnant. The question is to make a gzeira onto a gdaila. So by giyaris mishukreris, they did not make this. But I guess the Gemara will explain. I think because it's like, I don't know why, I think it's because it's like shchiach. I think because it's considered like shchiach. If he's saying besides the Giyaris Ktana, that means Kula means even Ktanas Bat Yisrael. Ktana Bat Yisrael, Tzricha Lahamtin has to wait. The Avagam Tlaav Bat Bonani, even though she's not capable of being pregnant, Ve'en Kan Havchona Ben Zarish HaRishon and Zarish HaSheni. And there's no reason to wait between the son, the children of, meaning if she might have conceived from number one, thank you very much, and conceived for number two. Still, Gaza by Rabbanim Shem Gdaila, the Rabbanim were Gaza because of Gdaila. Prepti Gemara, B'mai. How is this Ktana leaving their marriage? Meaning, we're saying Ktana Bat Yisrael, right? Let's assume she was married. So how is this Ktana leaving the marriage? We'll see in a second why we can't say it's out of wedlock. Ibamian, is she walking out of the marriage? So Amr Shmuel boy. Shmuel says that we don't make a gzeira by mian because a gdaila can't leave by mian. So it's, you won't mix up a ktana and a gdaila. Gdaila can never break a marriage through mian. Has to be through a get. So by mian, there's no reason to say that a ktana who walks out in a marriage has to wait 3 months. She's not pregnant. It's impossible. The only thing is making gzeira out to gdaila. Gdaila will never have that same circumstance. Right, we'll never have that same circumstance. So, what are we talking about? Is this a ktana that was married? There's going to be three options, so let's go through all three. Is it a ktana that walked out on a marriage, which she has a right to do on a rabbinic marriage? So there's no reason to make a gzeira to a gdaila, because a gdaila is never in the same circumstance. Ella must be, if you beget, and it's talking about a ktana who got divorced, Tamar Shmuel Chadazim, the Shmuel already said it. Shmuel has no reason to say it twice. Right? If she does mian, she doesn't have to wait 3 months. So Shmuel said it already. So why does he have to say it again here? Ella biznus. The answer is, it was an out-of-wedlock relationship. No marriage. She was Madonna. So there's a gzeira, gazer b'arabon k'tana b'shem gdailos. A ktana can be mezana, a gdaila can be mezana. Same circumstance. if we allow a Ktana not to wait 3 months, people will think no one has to wait 3 months. So therefore, they were geizer. So by Miyun, where that's a unique circumstance to a Ktana, and Gdaila doesn't have that at all, so there's no reason to make that Gzeira. By Gat, which is exactly the same Ktana and Gdaila, we do make the Gzeira. The Kiddush of Shmuel here is by Tzvot. Not a marriage, but still a relationship. So they made a Gzeira, Ktana unto Gzeira. Rashi, but my Nafkimi by Lakama, how did she go out from her first husband? Number one, Ibn Mian, I'm a Shmuel the Leiboy, I'm too neat. She doesn't have to wait. The Lekin Lemigzim Shum Gdaila. You don't have to make Gzeira because of a Gdaila. Dang Gdaila, yeah, it's the Mian. No Gdaila ever walks out the Mian. The answer is it's talking about Zuz. The Gazu Rabban Gtana, they got the Gyaris, they got Gtana, they got the Mishum Le Shikha. Gyaris is not Shikha Gtana, because remember, for a Gtana to become a Gyaris, it's not on her own free will. A girl under 12 cannot become a Gyaris. She can only become a Gyaris if her parents bring her in to be, if her father brings her in to be a Gyaris. Or Shimcha under 12 to be freed, it's also not so Shikha. So therefore, they didn't make Gzeira by a Ktana, Giyaris, and Shivcha Ktana. I mean, a Giyaris Ktana and a Shivcha Ktana, who get freed or become Giyaris. Frek the Gemara. Umiga Zvina Ktana Mishum Gzeira.
Rabbi, can I ask a quick question before we move on? When we said about the Jewish girl, Mishum Gedola, what is it, does that mean just to have a consistent rule for all age groups of Jewish women, so as not to be confused? Is that what it means?
I think the chat is, I mean, I think I'm saying the same thing you're saying. I just want to make sure that if we allow Tana to get married without the 3 month wait, people will think that this does not require a 3 month wait.
That's what I mean, even though she's not physically capable of being pregnant.
It won't differentiate between an 11 year old girl and a 13 year old girl.
Okay, that's what I was asking. Thank you.
Is there such a gzeira? Even by Jewish girls, now we learned in our Mishnah, when they inadvertently changed women and they had relationships with different women, the Mishnah said you have to wait 3 months, but then the Mishnah said, if they're ktanis that aren't fit to give birth, you give them back right away. That means we don't make a gzeira. Here is a case of a zvot. Again, not a willing zvot, an inadvertent story where two people married ended up living with the wrong woman. And the Mishnah said there's a need for a 3 month wait, but if they're underage, there's no need. That means we don't make the gzera. Right? Amar Rav Gidl Amar Rav, who Rosha Hoysa. That was a special psak when the story happened. Frek the Gemara Michal Davoy? This story really happened? You're really saying that this story happened? The Mishnah doesn't say it happened. The Mishnah is telling you if it happened. Now the Gemara, Ela Kihai Rasha Haisa. Because the Chilav Leshriach, we treat it as a one-time thing because it's so infrequent that a story like that should happen, that they should have a relationship with each other's wife. And therefore, to Chazal, there was no reason to make Xer in that case because that is so infrequent that they didn't see a need that people will confuse the Ktana and Gdaila, because these things happen so frequently anyway that they don't make Zeres for it. Rashi. Mechlal Davoy Bitmiya, question mark. Michi Kamaita Kazet Iru Bimei Chachamim, did a story like this happen? Roshnayim Chikitzu Tkani, Vilay Tani Maisa. Tzutudim made a Kedushin. It doesn't say it happened. Ela Kohoi Rasha Isa. What by Kohoi Rasha? Vilay Kaisa, never happened. Ligazunim Ba, my time Mechilu Vlashchiach. They didn't make Gzeira because Chila was not Chila. So according to the first Lashon of Shmuel, I couldn't close it more. So according to the first Lashon of Shmuel, a Ktana we make Gzeira by Znut and by Get, but not by Mian and not by this wife exchange because these are not Chila. And Mian is because it doesn't apply to Gdaila, so nobody confuses. Something about my Lishnach Rina. There's another Lashon. Amrila, others say that Shmuel said a different halacha. So there's two versions of Shmuel's halacha. Amr Shmuel. Kulon tzricha zahamten shloisha chadashim chutz megiyaris v'shulchareres gedayla. Now this is going to need explanation. a Giyaris and a Shukhreris that are over Bat Mitzvah don't have to wait. This is going to need explanation. These are adult girls who are capable of becoming pregnant, and yet we're saying that if they become a Giyaris and a Shukhreris, there's no need for a 3-month wait, which the Gemara is going to have to explain. But at this point, we're concentrating on the Diyak. Avoktana, even Bat Yisrael, ain't a Tzvich. But according to this version of Shmuel, no Tana has to wait. Right? According to the first version of Shmuel, Tana did have to wait. According to the second version of Shmuel, even a Jewish Tana does not have to, a born Jewish Tana does not have to wait. Practicing Bar B'mat. Even Miyun, Hamri Shmuel Chadazimna. Is it by Miyun? Shmuel said by Miyun that you don't have to wait. Even Gat, Hakam Shmuel. Shmuel said the boy. If a Tana gets divorced, Shmuel said you do have to wait. Ella Damer Shmuel being a bayin at Tzricha Lam to Shleish Chadashim, that's my get Tzricha Lam to Shleish Chadashim. Right? If she's a mamayin, you don't have to wait 3 months. And if you give it to get, you do have to wait 3 months. Ella Bezlos, was Nus Mitzana Vashchiach. So according to the second version, he did not make Xerah by Nus, because Ktanas are not Mizana that often, and therefore since they're not Mizana that often, there was no reason to make Xerah. So we have a Machloikis, two Rishaynas and Shmuel on two counts. The one we're concentrating on so far is Ktana Bat Yisrael. We're going to the first lesson of Shmuel. Again, by Miyun, both Rishaynas hold, no need to make Xerah and doesn't apply to Xayla. By Get, both Rishaynas hold, we do make Xerah by Ktana Bat Yisrael because Get is the same process that happens by Xayla. The Machloik is the two Rishaynas by Shmuel is by Znot. Do we make Xera or we don't make Xera? First Lashon holds we do, second Lashon holds we don't. There's another Machlokes. And that what happens to an adult Giyaris or an adult Mishukhreres? First Lashon said clearly, only Ktana Giyaris and Mishukhreres do I say doesn't have to wait. But Agdaila does have to wait. And the second Lashon says the Chiddush Niflo, which the Gemara is going right now, that even an adult Giyaris and Mishukhreres don't have to wait 3 months. Rashi.
At 3 months from the time they converted?
No, 3 months from the time of the relationship.
Oh.
Rashi, chutz megiyaris mushukharis gedaila, but the tani bahai chutz gedaila, since it says gedaila, meklau, the shichas vahamtim dekamer begdailus kamayri. But to the second lesson, only Jewish gedailus girls have to wait. Frank the Gemara, giyaris mushukharis deshichah buhuznus ligzar. Why in the world is Shmuel allowing...
Rabbi, isn't the argument also by a Ketana B'Israel?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
There's no difference by a Ketana B'Israel between the two opinions?
According to this opinion, a Ketana B'Israel does Mizana, does not have to wait 3 months.
But the first opinion also not?
First opinion made Xera, the second opinion holds there's no such Xera.
Right, so that's the third difference.
I'm sorry?
Isn't that a third difference? You said there are two malchokas in.
That's the two. The first one is about Ktana Bat Yisrael.
Yeah.
That's Mizana. And the second one is about Giyaris Mishukhreres Gedaila.
And what happens is Nus. That's referring to the Ketana?
Right. Yeah, 100%. A Gedaila, that's Mizana, has to wait.
I see.
Back to Gemara. Giyaris Mishukhreres Deshkir B'Nus Ligzar. Adult, Giyaris, and Mishukhreres, why don't they have to wait? It's not like they don't have relationships when they're Gayim, or when they're Shivchus, if anything, they probably are more prone to that. So why don't we make Xera? Why don't we say that they have to wait? I don't even know why we have to say, I mean, it's not Xera because of another case. Meaning we should make the halacha that you have to discern, make sure she's not pregnant. Rashi, Giyaris, and Mishukhreres, Gedaila, the shchicha begnus zigzar shiamtinu kedei lahavchem beizarish and nizir shalai begdusha lizarish and nizir begdusha. Should be able to figure out who the father of the child is. Was it a Jew or was it a guy? We should wait 3 months. Which means even more. Even if you were to marry the same person, we should have to wait 3 months. Meaning, if they both became gerim, we want to make sure is the father Jewish or not. Not that it makes a difference. The kid's status is still a kosher kid. The mother is Jewish. Well, not true. We have to find out if the kid is a ger. Right? If they were goyim when she conceived, then the kid is a ger. The girl is a Geyrus. There are certain halachas that apply. And if they were Jewish when they conceived, she's a Jewish girl.
Why wouldn't it go based on when the baby is born?
No, we go by conception. Whether he's a Ger or not goes by conception. Don't think about it. I think so. It's a machlok. It's really two man yamrim in the eighth parak. We'll get there. Don't think about it. Again, I just want to point out, Tysus points this out clearly. Ligzar here is different than the Xeris we were talking about till now. Till now we talked about making Xera because you'll confuse girl A with girl B. Here, we're not going to confuse the Gyaris and Shakraris Gedaila with anybody else. The Xera here we're talking about is make the halacha straight. Not because of confusion, but because this we have to know by this woman, was she pregnant or not. Till now we talked about a Shana Bat Yisrael, who couldn't become pregnant. So the Shaila was, do we make Gzeira for confusion between a Ktana and a Gdaila? So we use the word Gzeira, not because we had a fear about the girl we're talking about, but we were a fear of a confusion between a Ktana and a Gdaila. Here by the Gyaris and the Shechwaris Gdaila, the question is not you'll confuse her. The question is, she should need that same halacha. The Ligzar here means, we should make the Gzeira of waiting so we should know, was she pregnant or was she not pregnant?
So why target don't we?
So we haven't gotten to the answer yet. And for the Gemara, who the Amar Karev Yaitzi? According to this version, Shmuel holds the Karev Yaitzi, the Tanya. Hagiyaret, Rashuyim, Hashivcha, Shinivdu, Shinizgayru, Shinizhtacharu. Hagiyaret, or Shvuyo, which we assume had a relation with a guy while she was captured, we talked about that in Subbath. Or Shevcha, Shenivdu is going on Shvuya, Shenizgayra is going on Agyayra, Shenizgayra is going on Shevcha. Shvichas Mahamten Gimel Chodashim. They have to wait 3 months. They're Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yaitzi, Matir Laaretz Miyad. Minasa Miyad. Rebbe Yaitzi says, no need to wait 3 months. Now, he doesn't say why. He just says the fact. So you have a Kasha and Shmuel, he holds on Rebbe Yaitzi. You have the Tana. Now, you still have to figure out why. But first of all, Shmuel's safe. He has a ton on his side. So even if you have a question of him, he holds a Rabbi Yaitzi. Now you got to go figure out why Rabbi Yaitzi said it. But you've moved the question away from Shmuel, who is an Amayra, to Rabbi Yaitzi, who is a Tana. Dr. Gemara, I'm a rabbi. My time is Rabbi Yaitzi. Ksover Isha Mazana, Shamesh is Bambayach Kadesh Lekasaber. A woman that's Mazana uses a Mbayach. Uses a mic, and she doesn't want to become pregnant. Now, the Gemara is assuming that these women use a mic because of their status change that's coming. And the Gemara is going to ask this question in a minute, but let me just explain it. The Geyrus is thinking about becoming Jewish. So even though she's being Mazana, she makes sure she doesn't become pregnant. She wants to become Jewish without being pregnant. The Shvuya, who's captured, has no interest in becoming pregnant from her captor, uses a mic, uses something to block pregnancy from happening. And the Kiddush here, the Shimcha, who thinks she's being freed by her owner, will also go to a length, put in a mic, again, so when she gets free, she's not pregnant. So therefore we can assume that those women are not pregnant, and there's no reason for 3 months. That's what the Gemara is saying. I can understand that by Giyaris, she wants to become a Giyaris, so she starts watching herself not to be pregnant. She would like to be able to discern between her baby who was conceived, who was impregnated by a guy, to the one who was impregnated by it. The Shvuya hears that she's going free, and the truth is by Shvuya, even if she's not going free, she doesn't want to become pregnant from a captor. And the Shivcha hears from her owner that he's planning to free her. So she starts watching herself. She doesn't want to go free without being pregnant. Ellie, and we're assuming that this news by Giyaris is a planned thing. She doesn't wake up Monday morning to become a Giyaris Monday afternoon. It's a process. And by Shivcha, she's hearing rumblings from her owner that he's planning to free her. It's a process. What if a Shivcha gets freed on the spur of the moment? her owner knocks out her tooth or her eye. Which the halacha is, she goes free. Right? How then? Why then does she have to wait 3 months? Can't tell me she was watching herself. She had no inkling she was going free.
That included
Nitzu, Nishtar, and Nishtar? Well, isn't it? And if you're going to say, called him a Mela by the Rabbi Yossi, and if you're going to say that anything that happens without planning, Rabbi Yossi agrees would have to wait 3 months, is what you just wanted to say. But at the time we learn not that way. Anusa Mefuta, Tzvichalam Ten Gimel Chadashim, a woman who's raped or seduced has to wait 3 months, the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Matil Arzin Lassamayat. And Rabbi Yossi says, no. And don't tell me they planned that. That's by a regular Jewish lady. So you see that even though there's no planning, for some reason Rabbi Yossi absolves a lot of women from waiting 3 months. Elam Rabbaya Isha Mezadim Mezapechas Shulaitis Aber. The reason of Rabbi Yossi is any woman who doesn't want to become pregnant, make sure she doesn't become pregnant post facto. She turns over and lets the zera go out, so she shouldn't become pregnant. And therefore, even without a plan, now this is a chiddush. Titus learns, well, to see what Rashi learns, it's not so simple. Right. Titus, the machlek is Rashi and Titus. Rashi learns, so even any shivcha says to herself, why do I want to get pregnant? It's a chiddush in Rashi. So therefore, every time she has a relationship, she just turns over afterwards to avoid pregnancy. She has no want, desire to get pregnant. And therefore, Rabbi Yisrael Danusa Mefuta also have no desire to get pregnant. So according to Rabbi Yisrael, right, according to Rabbi Yisrael, any girl who has a relationship out of wedlock does not have to wait 3 months. And a Giyaris and Mishachareris also don't have to wait 3 months because they make sure they're not pregnant, even if they're not planning to get free. That's how Rashi learns. Again, you have to give me 3 minutes here. Tysus doesn't agree with Rashi. Why wouldn't the Shivcha want to become pregnant? What? Why would a regular Shivcha who's not planning to go free? I can understand Anusa Mefuta. They're not interested in conceiving out of wedlock. I can understand the girl, a woman that hears from her owner that she's going free or she's planning to become a Geiris. But Yaitse B'Shem Vayan, why is she turning over? Why can't she become pregnant? Rashi learns because they have no interest in becoming pregnant. So they'll do anything to avoid. It's not so hard. They just turn over afterwards and they avoid pregnancy. Taisus learned Enochinami. The Maskil in the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi agrees by Yaitis Vashem Va'ayin, you have to wait. But Anusim Afuta doesn't have to wait, because Anusim Afuta can turn themselves over. So going to Rashi, the Maskil in the Gemara is, any Shivcha that gets freed, no matter how she got freed, we don't assume she's pregnant, because Shivchas have no desire to become pregnant, and I can't explain that. Can you please give me a chance? And Taisus argues in Rashi, and says no. Rabbi Yossi holds a regular shivcha that gets freed with shame for iron does have to wait 3 months. Any woman who has no desire to get pregnant, even if a relationship happened, she can stop the pregnancy post-relationship. Unlike Rabba, who talked about stopping the relationship pre-pregnancy, pre-relationship, Abaya says as a woman has an ability to stop a pregnancy post-relationship, and that's enough not to need 3 months. Idach, I want to learn Rashi before any questions. Idach, Chayshinu Shemla Nishapcha Yafa Yafa. Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't rely on that. The turning over business is not foolproof. Not foolproof. She might not have gotten rid of enough not to get pregnant. Rashi. Dr. Rashi will do the Rashi. Huda Amak Rabbi Yaisi. The Lord Gazer. The Mepharish Taima, the Isha Mezanim is Tapechetz Kadesh L'Tisaber. Now here, Rashi says a chiddush. So accordingly, if you learn that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yaisi, and Rabbi Yaisi said, Anusa Mefuta, don't have to wait 3 months. That means you're telling me Shmuel holds that a girl that's Mezana doesn't have to wait 3 months. But Rashi, no. Omil be Yisraelis, Gazer Shmuel Zuz Atun Nisuah Shemisaberet. By a Jewish girl, Shmuel says no. V'lo Yisabel Rabbi Yaisi. V'lo Yisabel Behu. Meaning Shmuel holds the Rabbi Yaisi part of the way, not completely. Rabbi Yaisi says any girl seduced or raped doesn't have to wait. Shmuel says, you're right, that she's probably not pregnant, but we make it Zera, because people will get confused, Zuz and marriage. And therefore, by a Jewish girl, we make them wait. I'll be Gyeris, like God, there's no Shibanachris, Mishim, the Suon, the Benachris. But by Gyeris, he's not Geiser. Why not? Now, if you look at Gyeris, the Suon, even if this Gyeris is married, she was married to a guy. Even the Daita Legure, she's thinking about Gyeris. Mishapachas Nami, they will have Kambi Zerah Kedusha, Lizerah Shloib Kedusha, come on. She will turn over. And therefore, Shmuel says, by a Jewish girl, I make Xeris Nus Ata Nisuan. By a Gaisha girl, even by Nisuan, she doesn't want to become pregnant. Minter and Avsha, Mamtin Baich Bada, she brings a Baich along a Mazuman law, and she's ready with it. Elo Yaitz's Beshev Hayin, the Labi Yodas Mikard, Asidu Lishtachra, she didn't know she was going to go free. Let me talk to Mizara Lasuya Baich Bada, she doesn't slap a Baich along. Anusim of Futi Israelis, Rahidus Mimelu, Bain Lamaich, she doesn't have a Baich. Sapeches. The af yaitze b'shem v'ayin nami lekahashtil mifruch. So now you can't even ask him yaitze b'shem v'ayin. The kivin the hippuch kalula, since it's so easy for her to turn over. The aim b'tayruch the sapechesi. Here, listen to this. The chol isha mezana ain't the right to mitzaver. Even regular shivchet doesn't want it. And by shivchet there's no marriage. There's no evet marriage. So Rashi Shita is no Shivcha ever wants to get pregnant. And therefore, assume that Shivchas are not pregnant. Titus disagrees. Why shouldn't a Shivcha want to get pregnant? Therefore, Titus learns that Enochidami, the Kamaskan and the Gemara, Shein Vayah are different. So to review, we have over here multiple Shitas. You have Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that any Giyaris, any Meshacharis, have to wait 3 months. He doesn't rely on the turning over. And the mic is not a solution to him either. He doesn't think that she's so careful to bring the mic along. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And he holds that a Jewish girl that's an Anusa Mefuta has to wait 3 months. We don't rely on the turnover. And therefore there's a real fear of pregnancy. Not Xera up to something. It's a real fear of pregnancy. Rabbi Yehuda holds any woman who have possibly had a relationship, we don't rely that there was any foolproof way to make sure she's not pregnant. And therefore, if she's over bat mitzvah, if she's capable of conceiving, there's a 3 month wait. Whether she's Jewish, whether she's a Geiris, whether she's a Shivcha, whether she's a Shvuya, I don't care. We don't rely on turning over, and we don't rely that she carries a longer life. So according to Yehuda, it's across the board. Ktana, we don't know what Rabbi Yehuda holds about Ktana. We have two Lashainas and Shmuel. We don't know what he holds about a Jewish Ktana. Do we make it Xera or not? But any over bat mitzvah girl, regardless of her nationality, or where she came from, or what happened, we don't assume that she practiced birth control, effective birth control, and therefore she might have become pregnant, and we need 3 months. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. On the other extreme, you have Rabbi Yaisi's opinion, who says women who are planning a change of life or are not interested in becoming pregnant, like in Anusa and Mefuta, will make sure that they're not pregnant. And therefore, you can safely assume that these women are not pregnant and there's no reason to wait 3 months. In Rabbi Yaisi's opinion, who says that a woman can practice effective birth control post facto, right? That's why an Anusa Mefuta don't have to wait. And for sure, people who are planning life changes, like a Geiris, or a Shivcha who tears her master freeing her, or a Shvuya, for sure don't have to wait. Because they not only practice post facto, they even practice pre. But we can be Seimach on her method of birth control. That's Rabbi Yaisi's opinion. In Rabbi Yaisi, there's a machloikus about a regular shivcha who's not planning to go free, that she not want to get pregnant or doesn't want to get pregnant? Rashi seems to say no Shivcha wants to get pregnant, and therefore we can always assume that Shivcha is not pregnant. And Taisa says, no, that Shivcha, why shouldn't they want to get pregnant? So he holds Taisa would agree, that Rabbi Yaisa would agree by Shem Vahai, and that he has to wait 3 months. That's enough like his Rashi and Taisa and Rabbi Yaisa Shita. The third opinion is Shmuel. He says, we rely on birth control. On the birth control, we rely on Mitzapechet. Whatever birth control method Reb Yaisi relies on, Shmuel is willing to rely on. So Shmuel says, by a Jewish girl, with an anus samaputa, true, she's not pregnant. She practiced birth control. But we make gzeira. Up to a married woman. Whereas by a guy, we don't have to make that gzeira. Because even if she's married, if she's planning a lifestyle change, she's not going to become pregnant. And by a shivcha, there's no such thing as marriage, Rashi learns. So she never wants to become pregnant. But Shmuel makes it zero. That's the difference between Shmuel and Rabbi Yaisi. So Be'etzem, he agrees to Rabbi Yaisi over Rabbi Yehuda.
What does Shmuel hold by a pure...
I'm going to just finish. Be'etzem, he agrees that birth control is efficient and works. Sorry. Even post facto. It works. The Shmuel holds that we make Xera by a Jewish girl. And Rabbi Yaisi doesn't hold, of that Xera. Yes.
So Shmuel holds that by Gieris or by Eved Shifa, there's
no reason to wait.
Because we rely on...
We rely on birth control.
Even though she's anticipating Kedusha...
That's why she practices birth control. The Machlok is Rashi and Taisus. I don't understand Rashi. Rashi seems to say that by Shem Vayin, since it's easy to practice birth control, why wouldn't every Shivcha practice birth control all the time?
He says women... There's a Pasuk in the Torah that says not like Rashi.
Who?
There's a Pasuk in the Torah that says not like
Rashi.
Why? Eved Ivri, the whole reason he gives her a wife is so that he can make babies so that they can have kids.
Yeah, I don't know what Rashi does.
She did something else.
No, but what if she's married to an Eved? Kanani.
Shivcha?
Yeah. A Shivcha Knanis who's been a Shivcha has a regular Eved. They're not a real marriage. And she now gets knocked out Shein V'ayin. Does she have to wait 3 months? Taisa says not yet. Rashi says, no, because it's easy for her to practice birth control, so why should she want to get pregnant?
Rashi says, Rashi is saying that and no woman wants to become pregnant because they don't want their misconduct to become known. They don't want people to know.
Right, but by Eved and Shivcha, is it misconduct?
Yeah, because isn't it?
When Reuven owns Shivcha Knanis, doesn't he want them to get pregnant and produce Avadim?
But not with some guy down. You know, she doesn't want to become a woman.
So what would happen according to Rashi if she's having a relationship with the Eved that the master designated her with?
Okay, so if this Eved knows that she didn't do anything with her and she's pregnant all of a sudden, she's
again
angry at her.
Again. So I'm asking a question, which Corey really asked. Which I don't understand in Rashi. I agree with you. Nobody wants to be known that she had a not a wedlock relationship.
Right.
Got it. Here is this Shivcha. The master wants her to produce Avadim. He designates Eved A to live with Shivcha A. It's not a marriage.
I understand.
They're living together. He wants her to get pregnant.
Right.
And she gets her tooth knocked out. What would Rashi say then?
She is no.
The only thing I can think is maybe Rashi agrees in that case. He's only talking about the Yates of Shem Vahai that didn't have a designated Eved. But Rashi doesn't explain all that. That's why I said I have difficulty with Rashi's draft. Kaisa says, Enochinami, the Shevayan has to wait. Anusa Mefut is different because they don't want to get pregnant.
If it has to be if she didn't have somebody that was designated.
Right, exactly. That's what you'd have to say in Rashi. But Rashi doesn't speak that out.
That would be embarrassing to her to become pregnant.
Right. Correct. Yes, Corey, you had a question? Yeah, I don't have a good answer to that question in Rashi Shita. You have to say something like Baruch Mike just said, but Rashi doesn't speak it out. Besides the clear, he says, Aber Yaitse b'shem vayim, b'yitse b'arim Yaitse. That's what Taisa speaks out. So the bottom line is you have three opinions. Rabbi Yaitse, Rabbi Yehuda, you have two shyness in Shmuel by Ketana, which Rabbi Yaitse and Rabbi Yehuda didn't discuss.
What if the girl has never been with a man before?
How do you know? How do you know?
Well, she knows.
Yeah, the chiyuv to wait 3 months is our halacha. Right? We can't rely on her for this.
She's bringing it to the light that it happened, right?
No! We tell a woman,
don't marry
for 3 months. We're going to discuss this later on more. But the halacha is a woman who gets divorced in 2020. One of the things they tell her when they hand her a get is, you're not allowed to get married for 90 days.
No matter what age she is.
No matter what age she is, no matter how separated from her husband she was.
But if she was only a Arusa.
We paskin. There's going to be a machlokes nigmar later on. Coming up. Stay tuned. Fourth Perek. Coming up. It's all going to be discussed. Okay. The Mishnah then continued and said, "Nimhaya kehanes nivslu minatruma." Now our problem is as follows. We seem to be concentrating. When I translated the Mishnah, I translated the Maskana to Gemara. We seem to be concentrating on the fact that they were kehanes. The truth is, any wife of a kohen, regardless if she's a kahanis or yisraelis, if she has an out-of-wedlock relationship, be'ainis or beratzin, it makes no difference, becomes asher to her husband. So, really, v'mhoya eishas kohen nifstalu min atruma. Why are we talking about kahanis? I'm sorry?
What does kahanis mean? Daughter of a
kohen? Well, isn't that what usually kahanis means? They were born kahanis? Check the Gemara. Kahanis and Yisrael is right. Dr. Rashi, Kahanis benais Kahanim. Yisrael is right. Bit me a question mark. Hayov heish is Kayani. Afil lebatz Yisrael nami atzura lebay lekayan. Even if she's Yisraelis, she's married to a Kayan, she becomes out there permanently. V'chite, Dr. Gemara, hey, Dr. Gemara, you're right. Eimem hayi nishay Kahanim. If they are wives of Kahana, and something like this happened, they become papal. Fresh to Gemara, Nishay Kahana min Nishay Yisraelim loy. Now let me explain this Gemara. What would happen if Reuven the Yisrael is married to Rachel, the Israelis, and poor Rachel got raped as an Eishes Ish? She's mutter to stay married to Reuven. However, when Reuven died, she cannot marry a kohen. That relationship that she had against her will, which did not alter her husband, but it made her into a woman that cannot marry a kohen. The title of this woman is the machlokes later on in the fifth parent, the sixth parent. Again, some call her a Zayna, and again, Zayna is not a reflection of moral ethics. It's a reality. Some call her a Tmeya. Whatever name you want to give her, she cannot marry a Kayan. So the truth is, Vimhoya Kehanis Nivluzim at Truman, it's not true. Any Israelis that has this story can never eat Truman in her life. She never can marry a Kayan. So why do we have to say Vimhoya Kehanis? Just say, and these women become possible from Truman forever. Whatever they are. She might be Israelis married to Yisrael, and she can live with her husband now to 120. But the bottom line is, she can never eat truma. She can never marry a kohen. Correct the Gemara Nishay Kohanim in Nishay Yisraelim, why? V'amr Rav Amram, ha milsa, amr lan Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes told us, v'aninu l'aynim imasnisen, and we enlightened ourselves by, he enlightened us by bringing a raya from our Mishnah. The Mishnah is later on in the sixth parak. Eishes Yisrael Shenensa. Avo Bishu Mataris Lubayla Mutar Psuva Lakuna. They married their husband, but you can never marry a Kayan. Rashi. Look, Rashi. Nishay Yisrael Imba. Nishay Kahanim. Baleim Kahanim Nivsku Lam. Eishes Kayan Shenensa. Asura Lubayla. Eishes Kayan. They became an Anusa. It's not just their husband. Nishay Yisrael Imba. He bit me a question about me. Baleim Shalay Yisrael Mila Nivsku Lam. Lakuna. Aren't they possible to kudush from Yemusu Elu? If their husbands would die, lo yinosu l'kahanim, they can't marry kahanim. Lamer of Amram. V'aninu l'ainim imasnisin, klaimen. Heivu l'onu ra'ayim imishna seinu. He brought us a ra'ay from our Mishnah. V'ayis the Mishnah l'kamon b'abo yivante. And that Mishnah is in the sixth parak. Eishis Yisrael shenan tal bishop ataris l'bailo. And we learned it out of Mehilo Nisvasa. She wasn't forced. We learned out of Nisvasa l'ataris. Pasuk says, if a woman was Matana, she wasn't forced, she's asked to her husband. Must be she's forced, she's Mutter. Avilahachi, Sula Lakuna, and Yamas Baila. So again, we're trying to figure out the translation of the Mishnah. That's all we're trying to do. Because the halacha is across the board. Any lady who had a relationship during her marriage against her will can never marry a Kayan. So what does it mean, Vimhoye Kayanai? And for the Gemara, Amar Rabba Hachi Kamar. This is what it means to say. Hoya Kahanim Nisuyas LiYisrael. They're daughters of Kahanim, and they're married to Israel. So if they would get Nensa during their marriage, they're mutter to their husband. The fact that they're daughters to Kahanim does not affect their marital relationship to the Israel. However, Nivsulum and Truma de Beinishayu. If their husbands die and they don't have children, can never go back to eat Truma. That's what the Mishnah says. If they are Kehanites, even if they're married to Yisraelim, and if they have this relationship, they can still stay married to their husband. But when their husbands die, and they don't have children, the halacha is the Bat Kayan goes back home and eats Truma. This one cannot go back and eat Truma because of this relationship that she had. Rashi. Imhoya Kehanites. Benois Kehanim. Afilu nesuas liYisrael, even if they're married to Yisrael. But Mahani hides nus laasim lebaleim. This nus will not answer them to their husband. Nivsulu mitruma de beinishayu. Shem yamas bayla bezera enla. If her husband dies without children, ein neshavol abeis avia kinureha. She does not go back to her father's house like her youth. The pasul hides nus this nus possible. Hanya lekamam ba'avonu l'tayin gavu. Tehanas levia b'Yisraelus shaba le agera mayni. Nabaini is a lav. He's not allowed to have a relationship with a Jewish girl. And if he did, it becomes possible from Truma. The yellow bomb is kind of me, Baskayan, Kisiel, Ishar. A Baskayan who has a relationship with a czar. Kiva Shinibala, Lapasala, Tasla. Any woman that lives with a person who she's not allowed to marry becomes possible from Kuda. The Azagam to Metsvinan. Even though the Gemara there has a Havamina, it's only if she has a relationship with Chai Vekrisis, not with a Lav. It's one that she has Kedusha with. She had a relationship with somebody she could have, not legally, but could have had a valid marriage with. Almas Nus to Chai Vekrisis. So you have a question. It has to be only a relationship with someone she can marry. But if she has a relationship with someone that she can't have a valid marriage, doesn't pass over from Truma. That's the Gemara that Rashi knows. Brings a second pasuk there. This is the Gemara in the seventh parak. It'll bring a second pasuk that if she has a relationship with somebody that she can't be married to validly, she becomes possible from Truma. Same thing is true about Chai Vekrisis. They ain't la'alman is v'gerishabah. She can't have a relationship with him, a marriage with him. It wasn't either Chai Vekrisis or not Chai Vekrisis. First we thought only Chai Vekrisis possible from Kuna. The answer was even Chai Vekrisis possible from Kuna. But it's not Chai Vekrisis, only not Chai Vekrisis. Rashi's bothered because the Gemara there can be learned two ways. The Gemara says over there, she lives with an Amayni, she becomes Pasuk from Truma. In fact, the Gemara, who says, maybe the Pasuk is talking about Krisis only, but the Gemara, the Pasuk says, somebody capable of Kedushin. Now, if you stop there, you could say, Xeris HaKasif. She lives with a Chai B'Lavin, she becomes a Pasuk from Kahuna. But she lives with a Chai B'Kritzah, she doesn't. If that's true, then over here, that she lived with somebody while she was married, that's Chai B'Kritzah, she doesn't become Pasuk. Why did our Mishnah say she becomes Pasuk? The Trashi, the Gemara there doesn't mean only Chai B'Lavin. The Gemara means to say, maybe only Chai B'Kritzah. Then the Gemara says, even Chai B'Lavin. Because there's another Pasuk for Chai B'Kritzah. So any relationship that she has that's prohibited, whether it's with someone who can't have a marriage with her, like Chai B'Kritzah, or whether it's with someone that could have a marriage with her validly, not legally, she becomes Pasuk from Kahuna. So any woman that has a relationship with a Chai B'Lavin cannot marry a Kayama. And cannot eat Truma if she's a single girl. Bas Kayama. And if she's married to Yisrael, and she doesn't become Aser to her husband because it was Bayanus, but she, when he dies and she doesn't have children, she cannot go back to her father's house. Cannot go back to her father's house. Hadron Allah Haba'achan, Hadron Allah Haba'achan, Hadron Allah Haba'achan. A person who gives chalitza to his yivama and finds her to be muberes afterwards. V'yolda, and then she gave birth. So now the question is, what halacha does this chalitza do? At the end of the day, she didn't need chalitza. She was pregnant. He didn't know. Well, he did know. Doesn't make a difference. He gave her chalitza.
What? When did he give her chalitza?
Right after her husband, his brother, died.
That's not supposed to happen.
Because of this Mishnah. But he gave her chalitza. Right. So, bizman shavacho kayama, when the baby is viable, meaning it's viable, it's not a nepho, it's not a baby that dies at birth. Hu mutar b'kriyatah. The chalitza is invalid. It's meaningless. He's mutter to marry her relatives, those that are not, that become usher through chalitza, her sister. It's not chalutzasai. She's mutter to his relatives. She can marry his maternal brother. And she can marry a kayin. She's not a chalutza. The chalitza was a waste of time. However, the baby is not viable. Then the chalitza was a good chalitza. We'll see in the Gemara of Pshat. Who has to be kreiv? Because she's this chalutza, the asura be kreivav, v'nip paslum and akuna, paslus from kahuna. We'll continue mentioning tomorrow.